Justin Flugpack with you, joined now by Coach Brady Jasper. We're talking Hiawatha boys basketball and the Redhawks 2-0 to start the new year as well. The Hiawatha boys are now 7-1 on the season and have won all of their Big East League contests here so far. They beat Holton last Friday 68-36 and then at Royal Valley last night 70-65. I guess we'll start with the Holton game, Coach, because it was really good. You never know after a couple weeks off, you know, how the team will come back out of the break. But, man alive, you boys came out and played really well. 25-point first quarter, I thought, really just kind of set the tone for that game, and you're kind of able to add to your lead through most of the night.
Yeah, I think it's always nice to be playing at home in that game when you return from Christmas break. So it looked like the guys were looking forward to playing a game, coming off of just practices over Christmas. And then that probably helped us get off to a good start there in the first quarter, like you said. So, good for that. And then they played a good second half too as well. And, that was good to start the new semester with a win.
That's to be kind of nice too. I mean, I think you had, what, 8 different guys score, and obviously you got some guys that are going to get some points every night, but when you can bring in Leighton Moore, who scores points instantly off the bench, I mean, you know, Alex Ross, Grayson Gilbert, they all scored in that game as well, so you have to feel like depth is something that's going to continue to maybe develop, but it seems like the guys that you're bringing in are giving you some positive contributions.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be important for us moving forward. We talked about it over break a little bit, actually, adding some depth, having some guys gain some confidence or find some roles, maybe an important part of us. Adding some depth for later on, or you never know, on a night where you might get in a jam and need to count on somebody who hasn't been asked to do things in a certain way. So it's good to see those guys are willing contributors.
What about the Royal Valley game last night? Pretty comfortable, big early lead, and then had to hang on late. I guess you like the way your guys were able to finish and get the job done, especially on a road game in the Big East. It's never easy, but what were your biggest takeaways last night at Hoyt?
Well, yeah, that it's never easy down there, for sure. That's the first thing that always jumps out at you. They have a good team. I think they're well coached and a couple good players, and I was really kind of surprised that we were able to get a cushion early. And then probably less surprised that they kind of came roaring back in the second half, got that game cut back to really tight. And then we were able to hold off just there at the end with a free throw or two. But, yeah, good win. It's always tough, so I'm just glad we won.
Best start that the program's had in quite some time, and even into the rankings and some of the different publications this week in the top 10. Just talk about the confidence of your team, maybe, and you know, the success that they've had, and how that they're handling that as you go into two tough games here and back-to-back nights to finish out this week.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. I think one thing that helps us a lot is having a good core group of seniors. We got some older guys on this team. Some guys that are bought in and been waiting for this opportunity to try to be here and be in some good games. So that helps us a lot. We've got good leadership, and that's carried us through the first part. And then we've got some guys that are improving their game as we go along too. So that's always nice to have. So I hope we can just keep it up.
Are you concerned about back-to-back nights and the long road trip Thursday and then the huge home game with Rossville Friday?
I would be if we had a bunch of guys out there that were my age. I'd be really concerned. These guys, 16, 17 years old, it doesn't seem like it phases them too much, or it shouldn't, and that's what we're hoping for. So I don't know. We do have a long bus ride mixed in there, too, so it might have some effect, but I think they'll survive.
You do get next Tuesday off, I believe, so we'll have a little extra time after the two games here to close out the week. So best of luck, Coach, and keeping it rolling. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, also by Hiawatha Implement, and by Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha.